You see, mm-hmm. they shipped that. This little town of Artesia, which is right down below where, on the GM&O over here, right down below Mullen, where I came from, which is gone, was the largest hay shipping center in the world. Mm-hmm. So you can see we lived in the grassland here.
That wasn't clear to me the other day. Now the haycock, after the windrows,
they would cock the hay. They'd bring in, they'd get a hay fork, and then just pull the hay into little piles, little small piles, one after another. And then the push rake would come in and pick those up on the teeth. Push rake was just like your hand with the fingers out. Mm-hmm. Fingers would come in and lift it and push it on around to where you were baling and dump it. We'd push it in and pull back. I did it, you see. Mm-hmm. And make a huge hay rake there.
I think that's clear now. That is one of the really fascinating.
Now, technically, I don't believe that was a hay rake, but we call it a hay rake, see? Uh-huh.
And a cow would have a calf. What would the word be for that?
When the cow would drop a calf?
Drop a calf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And different kinds of dogs, you recall?
The different kind of breeds and so forth? Bred dogs?
Types, yes.
Bred dogs and hounds.
And a small dog that's very...
Fice.
Did you ever hunt with them? Or?
I never hunt with them. They could train those to do pretty good squirrel hunting. But I always had my bird dogs for that, the pointers and subtles, you know. Red bone hound. I used to coon hunt with a red bone hound, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Different noises that the animals would make, particularly mm-hmm. the cattle.
Horse would neigh.
And before he ate, that kind of a neigh would be pretty loud, wouldn't it?
A neigh would be, wee. And, I don't know what that little friendly noise is that he makes. I had never heard it. Nicker.
And how about
the... A horse would, I don't know the difference in nicker and neigh. Maybe the difference of intensity.
If I understand it, it's a matter of intensity mm-hmm. of sound and emotion as
yeah.
well.
He nickers actually is when he's trying to get your attention gently, you know, and if you when neigh is, he really is, it's a little bit more aroused.
Be angry.
Mm-hmm.
And the cow missing her calf
would low.
And the calf missing its mother
would. I don't know what you said, Kay did, Kay. Well, give me a word, and I'll tell you that's right.
Half a dozen. Bellow, blate,
mm-hmm.
Blare, ball.
I've heard ball.
Ball sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Bellow. I've never heard of a sound of cave in bellow.
Mm-hmm.
You think of a yearling, you know, bull yearling will bellow.
But the calf...
Cave would not.
Would.
Mm-hmm.
More mournful.
Yeah.
How did you call animals by type, for example, hogs?
Well, I know how to call them all. You mean you give the sound?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We call hogs. Whoo! Whoo! I go to be a little deeper than I got it high pitched. Whoo! Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how about cattle?
Let's see now. That's funny, it's called Captain. That's a horse. Called him. That's what we call a horse. Is that what they usually
yes,
call?
Yes, that's right.
And soup. I believe it's something like soup for a cow.
Uh-huh. And did you, how about sheep? Do you have any?
Never, I don't know anything, but never did food with them.
And how about chickens?